This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are joined right now by PGA champion Xander Schauffele here on Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Xander, congratulations from all of us. That was fantastic stuff on Sunday.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
I mean, the emotions of finally, obviously, getting so close so many times and getting over the hump. I was talking to Woods earlier. You have the Olympic gold medal. I mean, there's 16 majors for every one Olympic gold medal. So in some ways, that's even more special. But for you, for a professional golfer, can you compare actually winning a major to the gold medal title?
I mean, what a tough comparison that is. they mean equally a ton to me. Different though, you know, the Olympic gold medal felt like it was something that it's like the coolest thing I could possibly deliver for my dad, who's obviously been my mentor and someone I'm really close with, and then. The major is the same in that sense, but something that, you know, growing up, I mean, the Olympics wasn't really a sport or golf wasn't a sport in the Olympics. So growing up, I mean, you saw Tiger, you know, hoisting all these trophies, Jack hoisting all these trophies, they're all major championship trophies. So, as a kid, when I was really little, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that I dreamt of.
Talking to Xander Schauffele here on Ben and Woods this morning. You mentioned your dad. That's exactly where I was going to go. I'm a father of two young boys, both love sports. My oldest one is such a competitive person. I find myself lying in bed at night going, all right, was I too hard on him? Am I too easy on him? It's the needle that you have to thread, not expecting anybody to become a professional athlete. But when you talk about your dad, I know you guys are close. I broke down in tears when you were talking about your dad breaking down in tears. When you look back, when you were a kid, how hard did he push you, and did he pick his spots and when to push you?
Yeah, it's a great question. He was, I think that more than anything else, he was really fair. He ingrained his sort of from a young age. I mean, he really made it like he would always ask so many leading questions, and you know, we'd have conversations and so many conversations, and we'd talk through so many different things, and he'd give me advice, whether it was easy or tough. And then, you know, whenever, as a kid, it's so easy to have a really important conversation, feel good. And then, you know, a couple of days go by and then, you know, you do something stupid again. So he was quickly to remind me of something that I would promise him or a promise that I made to myself. And so there was a certain amount of accountability that he sort of ingrained into my brain. And so, you know, those days where I wasn't practicing, he didn't have to sit there and hound me about not practicing. He would just kind of look at me and ask me, did you practice today? And it was like enough to make me feel this like overwhelming sense of like, I just let myself down. I let him down. I pretty much said I was going to do something. I didn't do it. So as a kid, you know, that's kind of the stuff that I remember. And it's such a fine line, obviously, of writing that you know, he did a really good job, and, you know, I'm really appreciative of him sort of instilling that in me.
And so as you've played this brilliant career, Xander, in the PGA, but haven't been able to get over the hump until now major-wise, how much did you and he talk about that? You know, you're a very established golfer. You made a lot of money. You know, you won tournaments, et cetera, et cetera. Getting over that hump, how instrumental was he in helping you even now?
Yeah, it felt like nothing really changed. Obviously, this is very helpful for my career and everything that I've done, but nothing's really changed in terms of the advice he was giving me along the way. He uh, He was the same sayings were said, you know, the same his
shtick. Oh yeah,
stuff. Right. Yeah, you know, it never the cadence of it never really increased. You know, we would return to some things that he used to say, but it was never like in a dramatic fashion or anything. You know, he texted me one of his favorites, you know, "Steady Kip Drives the Stone." He texted that to me on Saturday, and you know, every time I lost. For like the last 2 years, I've had a lot of close calls. You know, we would discuss sort of what happened, but whether I beat myself, I let myself get beat, or someone beat me. You know, there's different ways to lose and win. And I mean, like I feel like we just stayed the course. You know, he felt like we were on a good plan, and we just believed it, and here we are.
You know, in sports, you want to beat your opponents, but in golf, I want to beat my friends. I think that's more fun in golf. You want to beat your friends. Any trash talk, you get your first major before your buddy Patrick Cantlay, your Ryder Cup teammate. Any trash talk going back and forth now that you have one?
No, it's all love there. You know, I'm sure he's more motivated now than ever to go and get himself one, and he's in the same boat. We all know he's going to win one. It's just a matter of when. So, you know, we're always rooting for each other. And obviously when we're out on the grass, it's straight competition. But it's all love.
Talking to Xander Schauffele, PGA champion. And, you know, the one thing that every major winner wants more than anything else.
Another one.
A second major. Maybe one of the other ones. Maybe the U.S. Open next month. And I wanted to ask you, I don't know, it's at Pinehurst number 2. They haven't had it since 2014. So do you have much experience there? I got to play there last year. I think your lag, your putting, the distance putting is going to really come in useful there on those big humpbacked Donald Ross greens. What do you think about the next venue and your chances in the U.S. Open next month?
Yeah, I mean, you have more experience than I have as timers. I've never been.
All right, we'll go through
there.
Notes. Call,
oh, please
call
don't
later.
Ask him, Xander.
We'll go hole by hole. I'm really good,
Xander.
I've got a good memory for it.
He is going to wear you out. I'm so sorry. Tell him.
You're my favorite already now for the U.S. Open next month. You're going to dominate. You're going to dominate with the shot making and the putting that you've got. That course is going to be perfect for you.
Xander, I'm telling you right now, we're watching on Sunday. Both my kids are with me. My wife, we're all there and we're watching. And you hit the chip, which just, I was laughing going, I would have blade, you know, sculled this thing way over the hole. And
I would
you
chili dipped it.
You stick it to 6-8 feet and did you feel the entire city of San Diego and the pressure of San Diego, just being San Diego and San Diego sports? Did you feel any of that? I mean, I know in the moment you're worried about making a putt, but you really like lifted a city with that putt. I'm not kidding. I mean, that's what everyone was saying. Oh, here we go again. Second place, San Diego. And to be able to win it, man, it was so special.
So special. Hey, I've been a Chargers fan growing up my whole life, so I know what you're referring to. You know, in the moment, I wasn't thinking of anything but myself, and I was so nervous. You know, my hands were a little shaky. You know, I felt good. You know, I felt good over the putt. I knew it was a high percentage putt for me to make, and looking through film, you know, it looked like. I didn't rush through it, but I really didn't want to take too much more time on it because I was seeing a few different things, and I really wanted to be just concise and give it like a full commitment. And so the more I would wait, I felt like I was just not going to commit to it. So, you know, the end result of me and you know, everyone that in San Diego, I've gotten so many texts and so many people reaching out, which has been so awesome. I have so many texts to respond to still, and I feel a lot of love coming my way, and I'm definitely looking forward to. I got 2 weeks here in Florida, and then I have 3 weeks on the road, and then I'll be back in San Diego for a couple weeks. So I'm definitely really excited to bring this Wanamaker Trophy back to my hometown to celebrate with some people there.
Well, Xander, we really appreciate it. I know we always put ourselves in your shoes, like when you're trying to make a 6-foot putt, and there's no real comparison. The only similarity is we're all Callaway golfers.
Yes, our Team Callaway.
Our Bennett Woods Open Chrome Tour sponsored coming up next month at Goat Hill Park, which you've been a huge supporter of Goat Hill Park as well, which we appreciate here in San Diego, everything you've done. But so excited for you. Glad you got that major. Now it's time to get the next one and the next one, and we'll be rooting for you when you tee it up next month at Pinehurst in the U.S. Open. Xander, thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks. I'll hit you up for some notes, all right?
Oh, God.
Please
oh,
do.
No. Oh,
please
boy.
Do. Make sure you get it all the way to the hole on 13. You do not want that ball rolling back down the hill. I made an 8. It was not
God.
Good. It destroyed my round. I was playing pretty well. I was like 6 over and then made an 8 there on
what
13.
Have you done? It's awful. What have you done, Xander? It's awful. What have you done? Appreciate it,
take
man.
Take care, Xander.
Have a good one.
Thanks.
Xander Schauffele, PGA Championship winner.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.